If you've been on social media over the past week, chances are you've seen a number of posts about the election. That's exactly what Randy Williams is seeing. She's a folklore curator and oral history specialist at Utah State University. The day after the election, she began inviting people who were sharing their thoughts on the election to send her their thoughts so they can be archived for the future.
My job as an oral historian, as a folklorist, working in an archive is to make sure we collect the voices of the people and help people, maybe in the future, understand what was happening at a certain point in time.
With a 20-minute online survey, Williams is asking people to share their thoughts and feelings post-election. The survey also is designed to gather information and give context to people's responses so historians, analysts, and researchers can use the information in the future.
You may have already posted this on Facebook, maybe just a cut and a paste, but help us explain some of this so when someone comes upon it, somebody that looks at this election in 15, 20, 30 years, or even in 4 years, they have a sense of the kinds of people who were responding.
Williams says many people have told her they're grateful for the chance to have their voice be collected and preserved.
The more, I think, is just this idea of a catharsis at the moment for them.
It's been more than a week after the election, and 203 people have responded. A link to the survey can be found at upr.org. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Amy Kobabe.